This Steve Jones Show podcast is now loading. The Steve Jones Show podcast is presented by Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, Brewers Outlet, and NIL Game Changers. Bringing you an in-depth look at Penn State sports and more. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, and Brewers Outlet. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Happy Friday. Brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Stock up for that early tailgate. Imports, domestics, microbrews. The best selection of beer anywhere. Wine coolers, water, soft drinks, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. Six great flavors of slushies, pickle barley by the barrels and the dills, indeed second to none. All at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Well, the Phillies got the team they didn't want to play, and the Dodgers got the team they didn't want to play. Other than that,
worked out perfectly.
Yeah. Philly, oh no, we want the Mets. You do realize that the Phillies had easily the best record of baseball the first two months. Any guess as to who had the best record the last 4 months?
The Mets.
Yes. The Mets. Not saying the Mets are playing great, awesome, or incredible, but guess what? They're playing pretty well. And you go to the bottom of the ninth inning, or top of the ninth inning. Tell you, Nimmo's hit was a big hit. It's kind of lost in everything. But he got on base, and it set everything up. And Alonso, who's the best home run hitter in New York anyway.
You're trying to get Matt and I to scream at each other on Tuesday, aren't you?
Well, he can call now and scream. I don't know. I'm not even sure he's the best player in the series with the Royals. Just a little jab. Just a little jab. All right, so... Okay. I am going to play this for my class on Monday. And this is Howie Rose last night on Mets Radio. This is a master class on how to handle the situation. By the way, Scott Fransky would have done just as well. But I'm just saying, Howie Rose, this was just incredible. What a call.
3-1 to Alonso. Williams sets. Here's the pitch. Swinging a fly ball to right field. Pretty well hit. Frelick back at the wall. He jumps. It's gone. He did it. He did it. Pete Alonso with the most memorable home run of his career. Pumps his fist as he rounds second. It's a three-run homer. He's given the Mets a 3-2 lead. They all pour out of the dugout. Alonso on his way to home plate. They're waiting for him. He hits the plate. He is first congratulated by Nimmo. Hugged by Lindor. There are a dozen Mets waiting for him outside the dugout. Pete Alonso keeps this fairy tale season going with the fairy tale swing of his career. 3-2 New York.
That's radio gold right there. He calls it, and then he describes him all the way around the bases. pumping his fist at second. The Mets pouring out of the dugout. Right? High five with Nimmo. Hugs Lindor. Right? It really... That was special. It's like, you know, Scott Fransky's call, it's Bedlam at the Bank, right, which was thoroughly brilliant. This was thoroughly brilliant. And don't sit there and go, well, it's the Mets. You know, excuse me. Like, you know, it doesn't matter which team it was for. It was outstanding.
There's video early this morning when they were coming back from Milwaukee that they played it on the plane for the players. And it made Howie very embarrassed.
Well, they gave him a standing ovation.
Yeah.
You know? It was worthy of a standing ovation. How about that? It was worthy of it. Yeah, it was just a great call. Great moment for the Mets. I'm sure the Phillies probably would have preferred the Brewers in terms of a matchup. But that's okay.
I don't know if the Brewers win that game. I don't know if you want the Brewers either. The guy that hit 199 hit a homer, and then another guy that hadn't hit one since May 15th hit one, too. So.
Right. But that's fine. I think it's a great series. I think Dodgers and three of the four series, I think, have the potential to be great series. Dodgers, Padres, Guardians, Tigers, and Mets and Phillies. Yankees, Royals, not so much. I mean, the Royals would really have to pull a big-time upset to win the dang thing. It's not like they're not capable of it. They are. They're good. But it would take a lot. It would take a lot. So,
yeah, I'm just not quite sure they have enough pitching to get through a five-game series against the Yankees.
No, I mean,
yeah.
Probably not, but I mean, but the Yankees have to show they belong in this spot, too.
Fingers crossed. Go Royals.
Yeah, I'm just saying, but they have to prove that they belong in this spot. The Yankees have struggled to prove that they belong in the spot. I mean, they have not reacted well to the spot. Things have fallen really well for them this year. I mean, the Orioles hit all those injuries. I really always felt the entire time they were the primary threat, and the primary threat's gone. I mean, the door's open for them to get to the World Series. Now, do I think the Yankees are better than the National League teams? Not particularly. But, you know, but in a seven-game series, I don't know. We're going to find out. We're going to find out. But it's that time, and all that money the Yankees spent, the billions and billions, right? I believe they've spent essentially, I believe the gross domestic product of Sudan they have spent on Yankee talent.
Hey, in their defense, it's not like the Mets didn't try to do that.
Oh, no, the Mets tried. Oh, no, there's no doubt. They just didn't spend it as well.
And it's funny how that worked out, that the one year that they didn't spend all that money is the year that they put some a little together, and it seems like, I don't know, is more of a team the correct way to put it?
Well, look at Detroit, Kansas City. Look at Cleveland. Those teams didn't spend tons of money. Now, the Padres did, the Dodgers did, the Phillies have, the Mets at one point were. But the other three in the American League, the Tigers, the Royals, and the Guardians, I mean, are their payrolls combined comparable to the Yankees?
I think the three of them together might get you there.
Yeah. Yeah, you're probably right. I mean, I give the Royals credit. They locked up Bobby Witt for a long time.
Yeah. That goes without saying.
They did a great job of recognizing and just doing it. Another great Japanese player is headed to the major leagues. Tomoyuki Sugano. Right? One of the great pitchers in Japan. He turned 35. Oh, great. So this is a Satchel Paige moment. 1.67 ERA and 24 starts in the Central League. Oh, he's with the Yomiuri Giants. Oh. He won the Sawamura Award, the equivalent of the Cy Young in Japan. All right. So the Yankees will give him $200
million. I don't think you can count the Dodgers out now.
Yeah, the Dodgers are in it. I mean, these are some of the free agent pitchers. The free agent pitchers include Corbin Burns, Blake Snell, Max Fried, Jack Flaherty, Luis Severino, Nick Pivetta, Nathan Eovaldi, Sean Manaea, Nick Martinez, Michael Wacha, Shane Bieber, Walker Buehler.
Buehler.
What? It's Friday. I'm having fun.
He's at Wrigley. He's not going to answer you.
By the way, Appalachian State, which had canceled its game with Liberty because of the awful hurricane damage, tragedy, deaths. And, of course, they're in Boone, North Carolina. They had no choice but to cancel it. They're on the road at Marshall this week. They may not play a home game the rest of the year. So, obviously the focus is on everybody else. But they just don't think they can do it. And the earliest they can return to class there, they think, is October 16th. That's the goal. Penn State plays Wisconsin in 3 weeks. Chez Malusi, who played against Penn State the last time they went there, and is currently the leading rusher for Wisconsin, has decided to leave the team. He's had a lot of injuries, and because of that, he just feels like he's got to heal up. Just thought we'd throw that in there.
Saw the Southern Columbia kid, Preston Zachman, had an interception for them last week against USC when they were playing well in the first half.
Good. Well, that's great. Tell you, the Southern Columbia kid around here that people are really interested in is Julian Fleming. I want to tell you what, there's a lot of things about Fleming I like. Here's one thing I really like. As a wide receiver, I know you want him to get more catches. I got it, okay? But, man, does he attack the football. Like, he attacks the ball. Just really like what he does. There's a lot of things he does approach-wise that I really, really like. And, of course, Alyssa Francona works here at Penn State, and I see her a lot. Her dad just took the Cincinnati Reds managing job. Terry Francona.
That really surprised me. Just because I just thought, just the way he went out with the Guardians last year and the way they talked about his health, that it was going to be impossible for him to do 162 games again, but good for him.
Yeah.
I did see that some of the Pirates beat writers said, you know, probably a missed opportunity. If he was willing to go to Cincinnati, they probably should have called him to see if he could come to Pittsburgh, because I think whichever one ends up with him is probably the one that has the best outlook over the next 5 years, because they're both young teams. They're both talented.
Right. He's obviously a great manager. I know the Phillies thing was a little rough, but the Red Sox, the Cleveland, he did a great job. I was just kind of hoping he'd wait a while before he took a job. That way he could hang around here a little longer. Yeah. All right. We will take a break. We'll come back with more in a moment, brought to you by Brewers Outlet here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Hi, this is Season. For over 100 years, the Purdy Insurance Agency has been protecting families and businesses of the greater Susquehanna Valley and beyond. With the experience of our trained and knowledgeable staff, you can rest assured that your needs will be evaluated and met by some of the industry's best representatives. No matter what your insurance needs are, call Purdy Insurance today at 570-286-5855. Visit our website at purdyinsurance.com or check us out on Facebook to see what we can do for you.
Party time, game time, or just fun time. Doesn't matter what time it is, because it's Brewers Outlet time. The Beverage Supermarket has the area's largest beer selection. Imports, microbrews, ciders, and domestics. Pick from over 100 ice-cold 12-packs and dozens of 24-ounce singles. Soda, snacks, hot sauces, fresh roasted peanuts. Make it one-stop party shopping, and don't forget the pickle bar. So whatever you're celebrating or just doing it up, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, wants to see you. And thank you for your years of patronage.
And Terry Francona heard this a lot in the eighth inning of Fenway Park when he managed there. Yeah.
I was going to say it's like I planned that or something.
I know. You are just becoming so clever.
Yeah, it's just a random.
so savvy. Just a year of doing this. You know, getting it done.
Blind squirrel nut.
That's Tuesdays with Matt.
Yeah, that's so true.
What? People act like I'm cruel. All right. A's. So, high school football tonight. It's Shikellamy Sealands Grove. That's at Sealands Grove tonight. And Lewisburg looks to stay undefeated tonight.
I think Sealands Grove Schick's going to be a little closer than people think. I like that. You know, I think Schick's going to use that, be a little more confident than they have been. I think that win was huge for them last week, and I think, unfortunately for Midwest, you know, Lewisburg is a step above where they're at. I mean, Lewisburg should win this one fairly easily. I think we're going to be talking about that one next week a lot when it's 7-0. It should be 7-0 Shamokin and 7-0 Lewisburg. I'm pretty sure Mr. Wetzel will be pretty excited for that one next week.
He's juiced up now.
Well, that's true.
Right. Well, he just hit a great approach on number 7.
It's not the prettiest day out here today.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's cloudy and kind of cool.
It is absolutely beautiful here.
Oh, good.
I mean, it's beautiful. I mean, I'm serious. It is. We're not quite to 70 degrees yet, but there's not a cloud in the sky. We had a lot of fog this morning. Right. I asked the suit about that, and he said it's like that for him every day. But that's a different kind of fog. 64 degrees and not a cloud in the sky. We're going to hit 75 this afternoon.
Just so it stays clear tonight. That's all I worry about.
And, yeah, tonight here, they have 1% chance of rain here tonight.
Ah.
1% tonight. Tomorrow, 10% chance of rain, 71 degrees.
Ooh.
Bringing you an in-depth look at Penn State sports and more. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by Brewers Outlet, Sunbury Motor Company, and Purdy Insurance. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
All right, this half hour brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. Auto, home, life, business, boat, motorcycle, RV, whatever you enjoy. It's part of your life. You have insurance needs. All right. Well, go to the pros. Pros, they can handle them all and save you some money in the process. It's all at Purdy Insurance, Market Street, and Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com.
I did see a graphic at the break. The Yankees' payroll is $309 million. The last three ALDS teams is $327 million. So it is pretty close.
You think I walk into this and sit in this chair and I'm not prepared for anything?
Eh.
Yeah, I mean, come on. Yeah. Hey, come on, man.
So you're not going with the blind squirrel nut theory?
No, come on. I'm going with the common sense theory. Yeah. Yeah. This is Penn State UCLA tomorrow. It's like tonight Michigan State plays Oregon. I think Syracuse plays UNLV tonight, if I'm correct about that. So those are some of the games tonight. Yeah, Syracuse UNLV is at 9 on Fox Sports 1. Michigan State Oregon is on Fox. Let me see here. What's the ESPN game? They had Troy on last night. Game day's going to be a Cal, really? Texted the suit, says he's feeling better. Says listening to this show is just great therapy for him. Just makes him laugh so much.
So he's watching TV with the radio volume down?
Again? Yes. I got it on. Yeah, sure you do. Sure you do. USC's at Minnesota tomorrow night. Here are the games tomorrow. Missouri, Texas A&M at noon. SMU, SMU, against Louisville, noon. Iowa at Ohio State, 3:30 on CBS. Auburn, Georgia, ABC. Ole Miss, South Carolina, 3:30, ESPN. Indiana, Northwestern. Indiana trying to go 6-0. And the only team in the Big Ten that has not been behind this season. At Northwestern, 3:30, Big Ten Network. Alabama, Vanderbilt. Really? 4:15, SEC Network. Clemson against 1-4, Florida State. 7 o'clock, ESPN. Utah State, Boise State. The Genty kid, right?
Yes.
That's on Fox Sports 2 at 7 o'clock. Tennessee, Arkansas, or as the suit refers to them as, Arkansas. I'm like, what? Scares me. 7:30 on ABC. Michigan, Washington, NBC. also Peacock. 7:30, USC Minnesota, BTN, 7:30. Baylor Iowa State, 7:30 on Fox. And then Miami and Cal. Miami's 5-0, Cal's 3-1. That's on ESPN, and that's where game day is. They're at Berkeley tomorrow. Yikes.
What did Brett say they called that? What was on the team? It was woke versus something. What did they call Miami?
Well, not broke, that's
no,
for sure.
No.
Based on their NIL.
Well, we haven't seen any. We haven't seen Life Wallet's stock today.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Houston TCU's tonight, by the way. It's a 7:30 game. Houston's really struggled. They're 1-4. Michigan State, Oregon at 9, and Syracuse, UNLV at 9. So, yeah.
That Syracuse, UNLV game ought to be fun.
Yeah, the game's in Las Vegas, by the way.
Oh.
And, UNLV is the evidently the favorite. Wow.
That should be a quiz. UNLV Syracuse. League or non-league?
Oh, we do that all the time on the pregame show. Roger will be running down today's games. I'll go, conference game. Non-conference game. I mean, then you get one like Arizona and Kansas State.
Oh.
Arizona and Kansas State played each other, what, 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, something like that.
They're both in the Big 12, but it was a non-conference game. The game had been previously scheduled, so they played it, and it was a non-conference game. Just so you know.
If I were the Big 12, I would have tried to make it so they had to play again later in the season, so they had to play a league game, too.
Well, you know what? It's interesting that they did it that way, because when when Rutgers joined the Big Ten, Penn State had already been scheduled to play Rutgers in a home and away in 14 and 15, non-conference game. They just made it a conference game, which I thought was smart. It's just, I mean, to me, it's less scheduling to do if that's the case. It's one less game to worry about. It's already on the schedule. Okay, here's one tomorrow that is interesting. Pitt at North Carolina. Pitt's 4-0, North Carolina's 3-2. And we know the last 2 weeks have been an unqualified football disaster for North Carolina. JMU beat them 70-50, and then they had the lead over Duke, and they lost 21-20.
That was 10 or 13-0, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Like I left the house and North Carolina was winning, and by the time I got to work and looked up, Duke was up 21-20.
Yeah. So it's the conference opener for Pitt, by the way. They've got wins over Kent State, Cincinnati, West Virginia, and Youngstown State. That should be an interesting game, though. Very interesting. It's on ESPN2 tomorrow.
Pitt to the playoff, baby.
Tell you right now, in that conference, we'll see how tomorrow plays out, but you know what? The Clemson's the team to beat there.
I was just going to say, do you know what would really blow up that conference is if Florida State beats Clemson tomorrow.
It would. And by the way, DJ Uiagalelei is not playing tomorrow. So I think he hurt his hand, hit a helmet. No.
I wonder if that's a coincidence or he's actually hurt.
To be honest with you, it's just a coincidence. It's not. Yeah, he's honestly hurt. They wouldn't be starting him if they didn't think he was the best option they had.
Which I guess kind of means they misread their quarterback room as well.
What? From the outside looking in, I didn't get it. Now, remember, I think Cam Ward was their number one option. Okay?
Yeah, because he was... Well, I think he thought he was going in the draft, and then I think he got his information from the NFL.
Right. But I'm saying, but Florida State, I think, thought they had zeroed in on him. And he ended up going to Miami. So, Michael Kay on his show said that local fans should get to hear their favorite TV announcers. Or get to hear their favorite announcers. Because, of course, from here, I mean, now we're in the playoffs, it's all national guys, right? He said to his co-host Don LaGreca and Pete Rosenberg, "Don't you think Met fans want to hear and listen to Gary Cohen, Ron Darling, Keith Hernandez doing this game? Don't you think Brewer fans want to hear Brian Anderson?" He says, "Don't you think Tiger fans want to hear Jason Benetti, Todd Callis on the Astro side?" He said, "This way ESPN... And in the next round, TBS and Fox, they still get the ratings because you're still watching the show. But the bottom line is the people get to hear who they want to hear." So, Rosenberg had a logical solution, suggesting fans should be able to select their local radio broadcast as the audio feed while watching the game on ESPN. Wouldn't you love to hear Scott Fransky? Or in your case, Howie Rose?
I would, but that's not how any of this works.
For years, fans have gone through the hassle of syncing up a radio feed with the TV broadcast. Last year, however, Apple TV began offering fans the ability to watch their broadcast while playing the commentary of either local team's radio feed. So that Friday night Apple TV thing, you can get the radio guys if you want. You have that option.
I struggled last week to get you guys synced up. I gave up after a while.
Oh, like syncing us up? Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know why, but
well,
I'm the last person to ask.
If I'm working, my back's to the TV, so.
Oh, okay.
But the kid that works with us, man, he would cheer, and I bet it was at least 12 seconds till I figured out what was going on. It wasn't just 7 seconds; it was like 12 or 15 seconds.
We had to be ahead, right?
No.
Well, which I thought was. How can we be behind? That's impossible unless the radio station is delaying it, which they're not supposed to.
Well, I wonder if it had something to do. I was listening through the KOK app.
Well, if it's on the app, it's delayed.
Okay, that could be it.
You have to listen to it on the radio. If you're listening on the app, it's we're delayed. Okay? That's just as simple as that. So if you're on apps, that's the reason why. If you're on... even on Lion Vision, I think we would be delayed. But on radio, we're ahead. Because they have to do all the HD processing and things like that.
Well, and you guys aren't on 7 second delay, are you? The TV is.
No, we're not on seven. No, we're live. So, like, James did his halftime thing, very much live. All right, so...
Yeah, that's true.
Very live. Very live. We're live. That hasn't come up once, even in casual conversation. That has not come up once this week. I'm serious, it hasn't. I mean, I could care less, to be honest with you. I don't care.
I think the only way anything happens is if somebody would report you to the FCC or something.
Yeah, but they're not going to report me. I had nothing to do
well,
with
that's
it.
True.
I just I just sat there, right? So, you know.
They had that problem after Pete Alonso hit his home run last night. They, the cheering kept going in and out.
They kept cutting out because of all the swearing. Yeah, oh, I know. You get also hear like, and he's like, it's like, oh, they're swearing. Way to go. It's like when the suit gets a commercial right. All right, we'll come back with more in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
There's something to be said about a sale with a handshake. A service technician who really knows what he's doing, they can explain it in English what the problem is. There's nothing better than having that friend you could trust in the area. That's Sunbury Motors, where you get selection, knowledgeable salespeople, and prices that fit your budget, and more important, that friend you can trust. Welcome to Sunbury Motors, Kia, Ford, and Hyundai. You could shop other dealers and compare prices, but at Sunbury Motors, you get their lowest price promise. They research the current used vehicle market and guarantee their used car prices are the lowest. If you find a lower price, Sunbury Motors will beat it. Three dealers all in one. See their full new and pre-owned inventory at sunburymotors.com. Pick out a vehicle you like and schedule your test drive online. Follow them on Facebook. Sunbury Motors Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
Tomorrow's at noon. Actually, it's Fox Big Noon Kickoff tomorrow. I know people love noon games. But from what I understand, there are a lot of people that really want to go to this game.
Obviously, people that haven't watched much UCLA in the last couple weeks.
Yeah, but you know what? But this is new. It's different.
Yeah.
You know what? I mean, that's... they still bring a name with them. I think that's part of it. But I think the fact that it's new, it's different, that's something that's really important. And I think that pops into this equation. Like, okay, hey, it's the first time a West Coast team and the new Big Ten's come here. Let's go. Right? I think that's a big part of it. Big part of it.
Do you expect a lot of fans to make the trip next week out to L.A.?
Jeez, I don't know. That's a hard call.
Yeah.
Because... First of all, it's intriguing. Great place to go. Coliseum. You know, all the trappings that go with L.A., a lot of the Suits people will be there. You know, Clooney, Snoop Dogg, people like that. You know, the people he runs with. You know. And... I think that the negative is the distance.
Yeah.
I mean, so that one's hard. You know, I know a lot of people have told me. There was a group last night at the field that told me they're going. But, I mean, I would only be guessing as to how many Penn State fans. I think Penn State gets 4,000 tickets or something like that. But, yeah. You guys wrote an article about Jose Gonzalo?
Excuse me?
Did you guys write an article about Jose Gonzalo? Is that somebody else?
I
700th consecutive Mount Carmel game?
No, that must have been somebody else.
Okay. 78 years old, 700th consecutive Mount Carmel game as historian and statistician. Wow.
Well, when you said, like, I was like, are you talking about the Mount Carmel guy?
Yeah. Yeah. How about that?
That's pretty impressive.
It's a lot of games, man.
That's a lot of good football games.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, he's seen a lot of good football. Yeah. No question.
Puts out an email every week with all the pertinent history.
Yeah, good for him. That's phenomenal. That is phenomenal. So congratulations to him. I mean, we can't even get the suit to go to five.
I was going to say, I think he might be Mount Carmel historian longer than he was a pharmacist.
Oh, wow. Yeah. You know, that's probably true. All right. Wow. Yeah, I think the suit has his consecutive game streak snapped at seven. All right. What? What?
That might be the actual first low blow of the entire 2 weeks.
Oh.
That's probably what he's most upset about, I bet.
Remember, he sat out a year.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, in his defense, it was to watch his son.
The kid never played. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. Hey. Jeez. All right. So, talked about the baseball playoffs. Talked about Penn State, UCLA. UCLA, we don't know about the quarterback, by the way. Do not know about the quarterback at all. Through Wednesday, he had not practiced. Ethan Garbers. So through Wednesday, he didn't practice. We know nothing about yesterday. They're flying today. They're supposed to land here in a little bit more than an hour. They're bringing two planes in. They're going to go over to Beaver Stadium. They're going to walk through, which is what they always do. I mean, they're just doing what they always do. Yeah, you know, they always go to some place, try to get there around 3, always do a walkthrough in the stadium that they're playing at. So they're just keeping to the same schedule. And then go back to the hotel, and guess what? Play the game tomorrow, and then they fly back to Los Angeles. They're taking in 2 737s they're bringing in.
Heck, depending on how tomorrow goes, they might not even be here 24 hours. Maybe just over.
Yeah. Yeah, and I did not see, by the way, what their schedule is. I don't know who they're playing next week. I know eventually they have to come back and play Rutgers.